Amen. Amen. Overcoming despair and inspiring hope. Overcoming despair and inspiring hope. I've been given the liberty of selecting the text. Well, actually, God gave me the text of Psalm 13. Overcoming despair and inspiring hope. Today we celebrate the service of the Sarah Garrett Women's Missionary Society. These committed souls are always on watch to ensure that the church understands its duty to overcome despair and inspire hope in the whosoever wills of this world, doing good to all people, especially to those who are of the household of faith. After all, missionaries are continually on the front lines of service, touching the lives of the saved and the lost.
That's right.
They share the good news of salvation with non-believers while encouraging seasoned saints to pray on just a little while longer. Oh, what a noble calling to fulfill. And I'm sure that the members of this missionary society, along with everyone here, would agree that it is an absolute honor and privilege to be a saint of the Most High. Yes. Nothing in this world compares to knowing that you are a child of God. Yes. Nothing compares to knowing that you are reconciled, redeemed, and restored to right relationship with the Father.
That's right.
Through the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, being a saint is serious business, because a saint is an ambassador, a representative of the Holy One. A saint is fully committed to the Lord and is actively engaged in Christian service. A saint knows the truth and boldly proclaims that truth to the entire world. A saint is set apart and sanctified for the glory of God. A saint dwells in the secret place of the Most High and abides under the shadow of his love and protection. A saint experiences the fullness of joy simply by being in the presence of God. Yes, I believe that we all agree that it's a beautiful thing to be a saint of God. Now, brothers and sisters, although Christians are sanctified and consecrated to God, those of us who are counted among God's children know that being set apart is not an excuse for us to bury our heads in the sand and not know what's going on in the world. For our Lord prayed in John chapter 17, "I have given them thy word, and thy world, the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Yet, yes, while we are not in the world, and of the world, rather, we are still in the world. And in the big circle of things, no matter how we slice it, whether we like it or not, whether we're saint or sinner, friend or foe, rich or poor, intelligent or ignorant, black or white, we all live in this world together. And we all see the tragedies and troubles of this world. We see them together. Public unrest in Baltimore, Maryland, Flint, Michigan, North Charleston, South Carolina, and other areas throughout the country due to police brutality against our black men and boys. Sex trafficking rings that include children as young as the age of 8 years old. Terrorist attacks, and cyber attacks, massive earthquakes and disease outbreaks. Yes, devastation and despair is all around us. And as the circle gets a little tighter, things start hitting closer to home. Children aren't safe in school because of fightings and gangs. Multiple shootings are happening on the north side, the south side, the east side, and the west side of Memphis. And the politicians are continuing to make promises to the people. Yes, saints of God, we ought to walk circumspect in this world, always watching and praying about the things that are happening around us.
That's right.
Yet, unfortunately, there comes a time when that circle closes in, and the only person in the middle is you, and trouble has hit your front door. Tossing and turning, can't sleep at night. Your heart is aching, and you can't seem to get any peace. You feel like you're about to lose your mind. You know that you're a committed Christian, but yet you seem to not be able to see your way through. You're on the path of righteousness, but somehow you're only a short distance from being on the brink of ruin. You're a sheep who knows and who hears the voice of the Lord, but lately you only hear nothing but static. Yes, there comes a time when a Christian experiences despair. There comes a time when heartache and pain shakes the very foundation of our faith. So here we are in the book of Psalms, cradled between the sufferings of Job and the wisdom of Solomon. It is the divine hymnal of God's people, primarily composed by our forefather, David, carefully documented in 150 Psalms. And regarding the endeavor of overcoming despair and inspiring hope, this beautiful book of Psalms freely captures the broad and complex spectrum of every human emotion, feeling, and spiritual condition. So now we focus in on the 13th Psalm. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemies exult over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Yes, brothers and sisters, when those of us in the body of Christ experience trials and tribulations, shame and suffering, pain and despair, when that happens, it causes us to stop dead in our tracks. We become fully aware of our humanness. And we realize that our limited capabilities just ain't enough to stop the pain. In the midst of our anguish, we begin to assess our plight. What's wrong with me? How did I get here? How did things get this way? Will it get any worse? And when? When will it get better? Oh, yes, despair is a terrible feeling. For it is the complete loss and absence of hope. Despair is a horrible condition, and this discomfort and dis-ease within the mind, body, or soul is not a place where anyone, especially saints of God, want to be. So when we consider David, we know that he is a man after God's own heart. And as he begins the 13th Psalm, we see just how much despair hurts us and haunts us with questions that we forget to remember how to answer. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long will I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemies be exalted over me? You see, when we are in despair, Satan tries to make us doubt the Lord by questioning the sincerity and truth of God's promises. The enemy attacks us on every side, trying to keep us so confused and unstable that we begin to lose sight of who God is. Satan tries to make us forget to remember that the Master will never leave us nor forsake us. He tries to make us forget to remember that our Father is creator of all things and ruler over all things. Yes. I heard tell of the elders say that he sits high and he looks low. Yes, church, the devil tries to make us forget to remember that God loves us,
yes,
and that he cares.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, our Lord beautifully navigates the cracks and crevices of our lives,
yes,
with his Holy Spirit of love. And when we fully commit our lives and our cares to the Lord, then he blesses us with fullness of joy. He provides strength and support for our journey. And he gives blessed assurance that he will never, ever leave us alone. Saints of God, as we move through verses 3 and 4, we see how despair hastens the desire for healing and wholeness so that Christian soldiers can stand strong and fight on.
Yes.
Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemies say I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, we are the Lord's instruments to perform his works of love. And we must always know that it is not by our might,
that's right,
nor by our power, but by God's Spirit that we are able to lift our brothers and sisters from the depths of despair. Hope is healing for the hurting, and the only time we should ever be looking down on someone is when we're lifting him up. Yes, despair causes us to cry out a cry in desperation. Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. I know you're there. I don't want my enemies to win, yet I'm fading fast. And I'm not sure if I'm going to survive this. In other words, help!
Yes.
Saints of God, when our fellow brothers and sisters are suffering, struggling, and sinking, we must consider and hear them. It is extremely important that we let them tell their story without restriction, without interruption, and without condemnation. We must listen with our ears and with our hearts. We must give them hope, proclaiming that Jesus Christ is the living hope that never ends. He is the hope of our salvation that keeps us from falling, as we boldly proclaim that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oftentimes when a saint is in despair, he or she ignores or suppresses the pain in order to display the image of a strong Christian soldier. But how many of us know that the Lord's strength is made perfect in our weakness? For if it had not been for the Lord who's on our side, where would we be? Yes, Jesus is the wonderful counselor. Throughout the word of God and as testimonies in our own lives, we see how the Lord meets people where they are. The master is that wonderful counselor because everything he does is generated by the power of his love. His love for people is always filled with discipline and direction, yet tenderness and truth. Brothers and sisters, as we are the Lord's hands and feet, we must minister his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. When a saint is in despair, I got to tell you that compassion and love, they are some powerful, powerful healers. You see, Satan is defeated. We can't forget that. And Almighty God is forever on the throne. We've got to love one another and realize that we just can't make it all by ourselves. For when a saint suffers, everybody suffers. Yes, we need the strength and unity of the body of Christ. That is the only thing that survives the power of the Holy Ghost. So when troubles hit the church's front door, God's children must join together and generate hope that blocks the enemy from consuming us with despair. And this hope abounds when we speak life, for life and death lieth in the power of the tongue. This hope abounds when we have fellowship with our brothers and sisters and walk in the light of the Lord, showing them that he will never leave us alone. This hope abounds when we bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. Now, as we look at these final verses, We rejoice as David's spirit is restored and he remembers the goodness of the Lord. But I have trusted in thy mercy. Thy heart, my heart, shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. God has been good to me. Yes, my friends, we serve a mighty God, full of mercy and grace. He's a present help in the time of trouble. He is our Savior and our Lord. And church, just as David came to his senses, we too must remember that Jesus is and always will be the answer to our every situation. Whether it be in times of joy and goodness or in times of heartache and despair. Because God is good not some of the time, but all the time. And we can trust that Jesus is the answer because he is the balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole and to heal the sin-sick soul. Yes, I know sometimes we're at a loss for the right things to say and do when a saint is suffering. But if we can just tell the love of Jesus, that love which overcomes despair and inspires hope to remind a brother and a sister that a change is going to come. That love that generates courage and wisdom to seek godly counsel for spiritual support as they face the test and trials along this Christian journey. That love that strengthens our grip as we help our brothers and sisters, our fellow Christian soldiers, to hold to God's unchanging hand. Yes, overcoming despair and inspiring hope is the Christian soldier's battle cry. So church, lift up your heads and square your shoulders and be an overcomer. For he who stands with you is a mighty one who is always true. Be an overcomer, for in the sword's conflict you shall win the day. Face the legions dark till they flee away. Be an overcomer. Forward, boldly go. You are strong enough if you count it so. Strong enough to conquer through sustaining grace and to overcome every foe you face. Overcome. Never yield a step in the hardest fight. Overcome, for God will send you help from the realms of light. And in Jehovah's might, you got to put the foe to flight. And the victor's crown you shall wear at last. God bless you. Amen. 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 What a glory. What a glory.